From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC hands-on radio daily news and weather report for Monday, March 2nd, 2015. Here are some of the stories that made the news from Friday, February 27th through Monday, March 2nd. Matthew Hamilton reported in Capital Confidential, a new report from Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office shows that it has helped more than 17,000 New Yorkers resolve their consumer complaints since January 2011. The report outlines more than $13.5 million in refunds and other relief for consumers obtained by the AG's Consumer Assistance Program. On average, more than $1,100 per complaint has been recovered, the report states. Complaints span various industries, with the automobile industry generating the most emails, calls, and letters. Among the top five complaint categories, credit and identity theft, the service industries, utilities, and landlords' tenants. The AG's office said internet scams are on the rise as well. The Village of Catskill Friday afternoon, February 27th, lifted the boil water order it issued earlier in the week due to water main breaks. In a press release, the village advised customers it was no longer necessary to boil water before drinking. William J. Kemble reported in the Daily Freeman, the State Public Utilities Commission has approved a net metering increase for Central Hudson and Gas Electric Company. The decision left in place a December order that doubles the amount of electricity that utilities can credit to customers for power placed back into the grid under net metering rules. The rules were discussed during a commission board meeting Thursday, February 26th. The agency only reversed sections of the order that would impact non-residential customers who put more electricity into the grid than used. Siobhan Barton reported in the Register Star, the Nassau Sportsman Club was filled to capacity Saturday, February 28th, when more than 185 people attended the public forum sponsored by Stop New York Fracked Gas Pipeline. Many of those in attendance were members of the Nassau Sportsman Club who own and reside on property in the immediate area. Concerns were raised about health hazards, explosions, and diminished property values. Stop NY is asking the community for help in opposing the construction of a proposed pipeline and compressor station by the Tennessee Gas Pipeline that would follow an existing utility power line corridor through Scodac, Nassau, and Steventown. The pipeline was originally intended to cross Columbia County through Chatham, Canaan, and New Lebanon. Late last year, the pipeline's parent company, Kinder Morgan, decided to change the course of that line. The new proposed route follows an existing power line corridor, branching off at Route 20 north of Niverville and following Route 43 in Rensselaer County before reaching Massachusetts. Ryan Anglim reported in the Daily Mail, State Senator George Amador commemorated the town of Athens on its 200th anniversary Saturday, February 28th. The New York State Senate Wednesday, February 25th, passed a resolution celebrating the legislation signed in 1815, which established the town and designated its boundaries. Amador presented a copy of the resolution to town officials at an event held at the Athens Firehouse. WGXC 90.7 FM concluded its 4 WGXC Winter 2015 pledge drive Sunday, March 1st, after successfully raising its goal of $15,000. Station manager Lynn Sloniker said, quote, "We are grateful to all those who contributed during the drive. We also want to thank everyone who came out to the various events and remote broadcasts held during the past 2 weeks. Community radio cannot exist without the support and investment of its listeners. Thank you." For the local weather forecast, today there are scattered flurries, cloudy then gradually becoming mostly sunny, with a high near 33. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 5, wind chill values as low as -2. Tuesday snow likely mainly after 5 p.m., increasing clouds with a high near 28. Tuesday night snow before 10 p.m., then sleet between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m., then freezing rain after 1 a.m. with a low around 27. Wednesday, a chance of rain before noon, then a slight chance of rain showers, cloudy with a high near 45. Wednesday night, a chance of snow, cloudy with a low around 20. Thursday, a chance of snow before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 26. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 6. Sunrise today was at 6:27 a.m. and sunset today is at 5:47 p.m. with the length of the day being 11 hours and 19 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the first Monday of the month, and WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Ancrum Conservation Advisory Council meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 1416 County Route 7 in Ancrum, 329-6512. The Athens Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at 2 First Street in Athens, 734-3636. The Cairo Town Board meeting and public hearing on the Community Development Block Grant application is at 6:30 p.m., both at Cairo Town Hall, 512 Main Street in Cairo, 622-3120. The Catskill Recreation Committee meeting is at 7 p.m. at Catskill Town Hall, 439 Main Street in Catskill, 943-2141. The Claverick Planning Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall, Church Street in Mellonville, 672-9711, 672-7911. The Claremont Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 1795 Route 9 in Claremont, 537-6868. And the Taconic Zoning Commission meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at Town Hall, Route 82 in Taconic, 851-7638. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, March 2nd, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.